This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle One.
So according to reports, Iran may try to have a, quote, rain of drones come down on Israel, maybe even in the next 48 hours, according to a CIA and intelligence community estimation of all this. Of course, in response to Israel going into Syria and obliterating the Iranian embassy there in Damascus. Some are calling it an escalation by Israel, but a lot of times, folks, you know, Israel's got to do what it needs to do in order to protect itself. And, of course, Iran, are they going to de-escalate this situation? You know, they were sending weapons and material, we believe, through that Syrian embassy or the Iranian embassy in Syria to Hezbollah. So I got to tell you, folks, you can't tell the players without a program, it would seem. Folks, welcome to the Friday edition of the show. We got a lot to talk about. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. And first-time callers, 949-822-7959. That's the number. See what I did there? And we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for our next guest, of course, our great friend, Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com and author of the book, Nullification. Happy Friday, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, there's no shortage of stuff to talk about, that's for sure. 48 hours is what they're saying. We could see some kind of retaliation against Israel from Iran. What do you think?
Well, it's an ongoing retaliation, isn't it? I mean, Hezbollah is an ipso facto faction of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. It's funded by Iran. It's fueled by Iran. And Hezbollah has been attacking Israel. So it's an ongoing thing. Now, with the drones, that could be an interesting development. We'll see how the Iron Dome actually does and other defenses that Israel has going on. But this war against Hamas has always very tacitly had Hezbollah in the mix as well. Will it go full force now? Who knows? But it is troubling. Hezbollah's, you know, they were the number one foe, deadliest foe of the United States up until Al-Qaeda got on the scene. Mm-hmm. So it's something to be reckoned with. Will this blow wide open in the Middle East? That's a good question, because the Biden administration is doing nothing to try to dial this back or help Israel win in a decisive, quick manner. They're doing everything to draw it out, and I assume that's because of the election. But, if Hezbollah gets involved all the way, it's going to be troublesome for the IDF.
Well, you know, James Kirby, or John Kirby, at the White House press briefing room tried to get us to have some cognitive dissonance, I think, in how they're going to change policies for Israel, but still never walk away if Israel's being attacked. You know, it doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, and certainly a brand new front or an all-out problem in northern Israel with Hezbollah, could trigger the need to step in. Although I think Israel can really try to handle things, but I mean, this can get out of control so fast, primarily because of the weird mixed signals coming from the American administration.
No, it's a political stance that's coming out of Washington. They need to placate the people on the very far left of their party who are demonstrably anti-Israel, very pro-Hamas, and then they have to actually address the mainstream of all of the American people who are in support of Israel by a good majority. So, you know, they have a Janus face. They're they're speaking at both sides of their mouths in order to try to placate both factions of the electorate, and that never works. So, you know, Hezbollah gets involved, Israel has to go north. I don't see, besides that weird floating dock, the United States getting any more boots on the ground over there. I don't think Israel would allow it. But if Israel decides to unleash, this thing could go regional, and it's really not going to be pretty.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. It's incredibly concerning, you know, what we're watching unfold. Literally, I mean, we don't know what the next 48 hours will even hold or what the world will really look like. And I'm not trying to be overdramatic per se, but it's just that these kinds of events can move very, very quickly. And at the same time, you've got President Biden getting on the phone with Benjamin Netanyahu saying it's what happened was unacceptable. And, you know, Israel didn't target these aid workers. But yet the response from the White House seems to be, well, we're outraged. But they're our friends. They didn't do this on purpose.
Well, the Biden administration doesn't understand what responsibility looks like and accountability looks like. Israel made a mistake. The first thing it did was come out and say, hey, you know what? We made a mistake. It was a deadly mistake, and we're intensely sorry. The White House doesn't know how to compute that because they're never wrong. Yeah. Every time they've made a misstep in the last 3+ years, they've always blamed someone else. So they don't know what accountability looks like. That's why they are maybe perhaps are outraged. But it doesn't resonate well with people who understand what accountability is. You know, in war, there is collateral damage. That's just the way it is. That's why war sucks. But when someone attacks you the way Hezbollah attacked Israel on October 7th, and you make a decision to go all in to eradicate the enemy, then you go for what we used to do as we did in World War II. We want unconditional surrender or complete obliteration. There's no halfway. There's no, hey, let's just have never-ending ceasefires. That's not the way that you protect your citizenry and win wars.
Yeah. There was a de facto ceasefire, and guess who broke it on October 7th? I mean, it's just so obvious. But you know what, Frank? Stay right there. We're going to come right back. Folks, more with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. This is a very important Friday for all the things that we're witnessing right now. So we're going to continue unpack it when we come back. So don't go anywhere. I will work with you.
Watch. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What do you do when an appeals court steps in and cuts down your $454 million judgment against Donald Trump to $175 million? Well, you start holding hearings. You start questioning the company that did the bond. You start looking into their details and the insurance and all the stuff, because otherwise it just wouldn't be much fun trying to get Trump, I guess. My goodness gracious me, folks. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We have a lot more to tell you about and talk about as we go through this hour number four of the program. And we've got Frank Silvato with us from undergroundusa.com, also author of the book Nullification. You can find out more about it over there at his site. You can also go over to Amazon.com as well and find Nullification. And welcome back, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we'll get back here real quick to what's happening internationally. But, yeah, what do you think? I mean, they've got to go and see if they can scrutinize the bond now to see if they can find some flaw in it. Just never gets old, does it?
They're proving to the American public that this is a political move and not a legal move. They're proving it beyond doubt. Nobody else would question the bondsman. You know, especially with a number that large.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that puts the entire longevity of that bondsman on the line. You know, you can't fail this one. It's a good payday, you know, when all is said and done, but it could destroy this outfit. So why go after the bondsman to see who it is, and why would it matter?
Indeed.
You know, this is blatantly an act of politics to go after a candidate for the president of the United States to scar him or remove him from ballots. And that doesn't happen in the United States. Why? It does, but it shouldn't. That's the stuff reserved for tin pot third world dictatorships. We should be embarrassed by this. And Democrats, if you're still voting D because it was the party of your dad, you have got to wake up, because this is tyrannical what they're doing. Whether you like Donald Trump or not is irrelevant. This is the bastardization of due process by politics, and you can't have that. It is a slap against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. So if you're all in for this because you hate Donald Trump, you are so shallow in your thinking that you're willing to set the Constitution on fire.
Indeed. I know. This is, again, we're witnessing this, and the Biden administration and the far left, the people in the media, they just seem to think that, well, this is just normal now. This is gone way beyond the politics of personal destruction, you know, back in the Clinton days. This is just on steroids. And people will start to think, you know, there's no hope.
You think about how apoplectic the Democrats were during Watergate. What were they accusing Nixon of doing? My God, he weaponized the CIA and the FBI against a political opponent.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to impeach him. He must be removed from office. It caused the resignation of a president. We have this happening here where he's weaponized the DOJ for political purposes, and no one on the left seems to give a damn. You know, nobody on the left cares that the Bill of Rights is being shredded here. And you know, it's not just the right saying this. If you listen to Alan Dershowitz's podcast, he's up in arms about this, saying they're destroying the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. All of this is unconstitutional. And this is someone who's dedicated his life to the left. He voted for Obama twice. You know, so you've got to wake up. If all it is Orange Man bad, you've fallen for the propaganda, and you're willing to say the Bill of Rights, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't apply to certain people. Boy, that's very Knesset, very Kremlin.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly the idea of tearing apart the Constitution is predicated on the idea as well that you have to completely discredit the Supreme Court, because they're the ones who are going to figure out what's constitutional, what's not. And it's not going to go the way many times of the far left, the way that they would want it to go. So they have to delegitimize the court. I mean, it seems like there's a concerted effort here in order to account for that kind of stuff.
The people on the left, like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and AOC, and that ilk, they act like petulant children when the Supreme Court doesn't 100% of the time come down on their side. The Supreme Court has come down on the side of the left, you know, how many times? And the right goes, well, you know, the Supreme Court is the final say. We can try and retool the argument and get it before the high court once again to see if we can't do something about it, but they've ruled. So we have to live with that ruling. That's the law of the land. That's the way our government's set up. They're the final say. But the left? No. Let's pack the court.
Yeah. Let's intimidate the, let's go to their houses and chant and stuff like that. It would never occur to me to do something like that.
Yeah, hold a press conference in front of the Supreme Court and actually threaten Supreme Court justices as the majority leader of the Senate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this, we can't have this. I didn't get my way, so what am I going to do? I'm going to lay down in the middle of the grocery store aisle and kick and scream and shout and push things off the shelf and throw a temper tantrum till I get my way. If that's the way that the left believes it's supposed to act in the face of an adverse ruling from the Supreme Court, then again, Democrats, you've got to look at how selfish and adolescent your leaders are, because that's what they are. You can't always get your way in a representative republic, in a constitutional republic. It's a matter of compromise. That's what the framers had to do when they came up with the Declaration of Independence, which they had to do when they were at the Constitutional Convention. But somehow compromise is just too good for you today? You're so arrogantly self-righteous that you're correct 100% of the time, and no one who thinks your way is worthy of having a voice? How pathetic.
You're right. And it's not even just not having a voice. It's that you're anti-democracy if you are, you know, if you speak out against what the left really wants to do. That's why they're trying to hang this moniker on themselves that they're the Lord Protector of democracy, quote unquote.
Talk about telegraphing your actual intent. They're destroying democracy so they can say that they actually protect democracy?
Right.
If our electorate has become that stupid that they can't see the gaslighting that's happening here on a very serious and large scale, I might add, then we're doomed.
Yeah, and that's very, very powerful. It just seems like it's part and parcel of, you know, what's been going on literally, let's just say, over the last 50, 60 years or so, as the left has been able to constantly chip away and or infiltrate, right, in terms of education, in terms of trying to change attitudes, and simply, you know, going on this notion that America's bad, and if America's bad, then if we're trying to shred the Constitution and do all this other kind of stuff, well, that kind of makes us heroes. You know, it's all so twisted.
It's very twisted, and the fact that you've got, and I'm going to call them what they are, they're Marxists. You know, the Democrat Party is falling to Marxists. It's not the majority, it's the most vocal and the most relentless faction of the Democrat Party. They're Marxists. And this whole idea that the United States is bad and we the Constitution is an antiquated document and we should retool our government and think more globally, yada, yada, yada. Why is everybody trying to get here then?
Well said. And because people do, they want hope, and that's what America's always represented. But I don't know. I'm getting pretty tired of people constantly downing it and unnecessarily so. You know, that's not acceptable.
Go live in Haiti if you hate it here. You're going to find out real quick the United States is pretty damn good.
No kidding. Well, Frank, can you stick around for a third segment?
You bet.
Sounds great. All right, folks, stay right there because we are going to come right back. Much more with Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and more with me as well. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. President Biden expressed his dissatisfaction with the humanitarian conditions in Gaza during a 30-minute phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The results on the ground are woefully insufficient and unacceptable.
Blinken said the president urged Netanyahu to outline tangible measures aimed at mitigating civilian casualties and ensuring the safety of aid workers within Israel. The first week of April is proving itself to be true to its reputation as one of the most turbulent periods for tornado activity. Meteorologists have verified the occurrence of over 20 tornadoes across a dozen states this week. The only thing that can ruin the eclipse on April 8th? Clouds. And some are expected to show up. Texas and Ohio might not be the best spots thanks to the weather forecast that is calling for significant cloud cover. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's Friday. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? And we are back. We are live. And we are ready and raring to go as we continue through the Friday edition, everybody. And it does go by fast. Again, I've as I mentioned before, it's not something that I understand. It's just something that I just accept, the way that time just goes faster on this program when we're going across the airwaves overnight in America. Well, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we've got Frank Salvato with us from undergroundusa.com, also author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, earlier we were telling our friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and I was mentioning to him about Ford. And Ford Motor Company is losing a lot of money, billions of dollars, as a matter of fact, they're losing. And they're going to lose maybe $5 to $5.5 billion this year alone on EVs. And the CEO of Ford comes out and says, well, we're not going to start releasing EVs until, get this, until it's profitable. You know, yeah, and I was just thinking what you said in the prior segment about the Marxists taking over the Democrat Party, basically. I mean, that's part and parcel. It's all about government mandates. You shall make this many widgets, and that factory is going to make that many widgets. It doesn't matter that the widgets go together or not. They're compatible. We just tell you what to do. That's kind of what they're doing with the EV thing to a great degree.
Yeah, and they use taxpayer dollars to actually support that move.
Right.
You know, let's subsidize these companies, let's give tax breaks to these companies to do something that even they say it's not ready yet. It's not ready yet.
Right.
You know, I'm all for you know, a more efficient fuel source for automobiles and homes and industries, I'm all for it. That's how you move forward in a society, is you look at innovations, you employ them. But you don't do it before it's ready. And you certainly don't bet the economy of a country on untested things. Did anybody think about the wear and tear on the roads with the heaviness of the batteries in the EVs?
No.
Because we certainly don't take care of our infrastructure now, even though we pass bills with infrastructure in the name. They just tend to be giant cash payouts to political benefactors. We don't make sure our bridges are good. The roads are horrible when you get onto the federal system. Right. So, you know, what were we thinking? Well, we weren't. That's what ideology does. The people on the very far left, the Marxists who demand you will change, don't think things through. And if they do say they've thought things through, it's always to a utopian ending.
Right.
You have to plan, and maybe this is just the fire service coming out in me. I don't know. but you always plan for the worst and then try to make that outcome better. You don't plan for the best and then say, wow, we really didn't think about that. You know, now we have ruts in the roads that are reminiscent of the wagon trains going down the Oregon Trail. You know, it's ridiculous that this arrogant far left Marxist contingent that is so arrogantly self-righteous in this country believes that nothing they can do is wrong. But that's what you get when you raise generations saying they can't do anything wrong. Got to get a trophy for this. Got to get a medal for that. Participation trophy. Your self-esteem, little Johnny, is the most important thing in the world for us. Don't worry about right and wrong or whether you failed. We'll get you into Harvard. Don't worry about the SATs. We'll just say that they don't count anymore. Write a nice story about how hard your life is, and make sure you put it through Grammarly so it's punctuated correctly, and we'll get you into an Ivy League school so you too can be a blithering idiot with a degree that means nothing.
Well, you know, speaking of Ivy League, looks like Harvard is going to have all kinds of different graduation ceremonies. And all the different groups can have their own different thing. And again, it used to be, Frank, that, we had, for lack of a better term, we just had more unity, only in the sense that we had a common set of values or foundations overall. But now all of that has been so disjointed, and it's been so become so disparate, and that everybody's somehow been victimized by this or that. And so that puts you in your own little niche, and you're going to stay there forever, and you're never going to be part of the greater whole. And again, that's just easy to divide and conquer at that point, too.
You know, that's the subject matter of the main piece over at undergroundusa.com today. Yesterday was the 56th anniversary of Martin Luther King's assassination, April 4th. And we have completely gotten away from the teachings that fueled the civil rights movement, that made us actually look in the mirror about race in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. We've gotten away from it's about meritocracy. It's about the content of your character. It's not the color of your skin. Now, it's about the color of your skin regardless of whether you're an idiot or a mass murderer. It's all about the color of your skin for the left. And that's destroying the country. We have racism here. If you look at the University of Berkeley, who is banning Caucasians from a farm program on Saturdays in order to cater to people who aren't white. You know, I hate to break it to you, but, you know, white people are a race demographic.
Right.
So if you're discriminating against them, you're a racist.
And that is the definition, yeah.
Yeah, and if you're one of the followers of Kendi, who's on the hot seat for doing nothing and being a fraud, or Robin DiAngelo, or George Yancey, if you're one of their followers and you claim that, well, no, only white people can be racist, then you are a moron.
Yeah.
You know, you're a moron. If you're making decisions based on someone's skin color, you are by definition a racist, no matter how badly the far left wants to redefine that term.
Exactly right. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, we got the phone lines lighting up. Would you like to take a phone call real quick?
You bet.
All right, here we go. Anthony. Anthony in Tampa. Good morning, Anthony. Welcome to the program. You're on with Frank Salvato.
Hey, good morning to both of you. Yeah, Frank, segue kind of what you're talking about just now. You look at the whole issue of the BLM. You recall when all the sports athletes bended their knees to cater to the supposed BLM that was supposed to be an assistance, a support for the oppressed blacks. Yet that turned out to be a real hoax because they pretty much pocketed all the money that was given to them for their own personal use. Nothing was projected to the underprivileged black communities. Now you look now with the, I'm going to use this young female basketball player in the NCAA, Caitlin Clark. Now you have black basketball players hurling all sorts of demeaning comments towards her because she's white and she's been dominating.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like white athletes, and I would say progressive whites, are kind of, bending backwards to show some kind of sympathy or trying to identify with them. And in the process, they're surrendering their whiteness. And it seems like, where did this come from? How did it come to this point where now you have black athletes projecting racism towards whites, and the progressive whites are just kind of, you know, self-pity? Or so, you know, it's embarrassing how it's gotten to this point.
I think
people need to, supporters of sports have to stand up and say, you know, enough is enough.
Indeed.
We're not going to give into this. So thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Anthony. Great point. And we'll give Frank a chance to respond. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon, Anthony. And yeah, Frank, what do you think? We've got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think the word he was looking for was self-deprecating.
Yeah.
You know, the left in this country is racked with guilt for the sins of their fathers, that which they had no control over, and are embracing two wrongs to make a right. Where racism is concerned, you just don't do it. That's the solution. You don't do it. You don't just keep perpetuating it by flipping the victim from one side to the other. That's just stupid.
Very well said. And that's pointing out, you know, again, you got to call it as you see it. And that's exactly what's happening. But Frank Salvato, thank you so much. Really good to talk with you this morning. We'll look forward to talking to you again on Monday morning, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
Thank you. Take care. All right, folks, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. That's the website. Folks, we are coming right back. We got Patrick Hyland coming right up. Stay right there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we are back, and I love this music. And again, always think about that Ferrari driving through the streets of Miami. So welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It's a great way to head into the final segment of the program this morning. If you're just waking up and you're turning on the radio, we're glad to have you with us, helping you get you ready for your day. And if your day's just ending because you've been working over the third watch, well, we've been glad to be along with you this morning as well. But we've got another treat in store, so don't go anywhere at this moment in time, because we've got Patrick Hyland. He's the host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. You can hear him from 11 a.m. Eastern to 12 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. And Patrick is also the insurance quarterback, and always great pleasure to have him with us on the show. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. And good morning to everybody out there. Let's have a great weekend. It's been a good week, and let's keep it up, man. That's what it's all about, Kyle. Do a random act of kindness for your fellow man.
You got it.
Something been a lot, brother. So a couple of headlines for the hockey fans out there. A lot going on in reference to the Tampa Bay Lightning starting to play well. For the Tampa Bay Lightning fans out there, they're getting hot at the right time. We'll be in the playoffs here before you know it. And then it's a whole new season, and we'll see who comes out on top this year. It's kind of neat that the Lightning have been such a good stalwart of making the playoffs the last several years. You know, that's one thing, Kyle, we had a discussion on Sports Zone last week. Would you rather, you know, go to the playoffs every year and never win the Stanley Cup or any other major trophy, or would you, you know, be okay with going to Stanley Cup, Super Bowl once every 6 years to 10 years, but you win it? What's up? What's your thoughts on that, Kyle?
Well, that's a really good question. It seems like, you know, if you already know that, you know, you're going to get to the playoffs, but it's not going to pan out, and that can be pretty disappointing. But certainly, if you have that special opportunity to really go in there and win, and that means you built the right team, you've done all the right things. Yeah, absolutely. I think you'd rather come home with that Stanley Cup rather than just always have it be just out of reach.
Yep, that's how I see it too, my friend. So pretty neat way of looking at things. Everybody has their own, you know, interpretation. They want their team to be competitive every year, and they just hope they win one, and if they don't, still they were in the hunt. And I get that concept also.
Yeah.
Some other breaking news, in your neck of the woods, my friend, USC hires Musselman to be the men's basketball coach. UCLA used to be the dominant team out there, and now USC's trying to make it a basketball. Always in football, USC was there. Now we'll see what they can do in basketball. So mm-hmm. Musselman's a great coach. Some other news, the Texans wipe out the final 3 years of Diggs' contract. They put a new deal together for him, give him a lot of guaranteed money up front. And we're going to see. Did Buffalo do the right thing trading him to Texas, you know, the Houston Texans? We shall see. One heck of a wide receiver, man, for the Vikings and then the Bills. We'll see if he has a little left in the tank or not. And Caitlin Carr named APA Player of the Year for second straight season. What a phenomenal athlete she is. Should be fun. We'll see what happens tonight with the Final Four of women's, and then they'll play it Sunday, and the men will play tomorrow, and then Monday night will be the final there. So mm-hmm. pretty exciting stuff. And then out there in good old Houston, they're playing the Houston Bolero Tournament, and that's going underway real well. Final one before the Masters. Next week we'll be talking about the Masters, talking about winning something.
That's right.
There you go again. A lot of people say if they only could win one tournament on the PGA Tour, it'd be the Masters. And, I can appreciate that. I sure can. Me personally would want the U.S. Open to say I was a U.S. Open champion. You know, it would mean more to me. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own thoughts on that. So, anyhow, opportunity awaits. The Stewart Haas race again. Martinsville Speedway. Okay. Going to be a great NASCAR race up there in Martinsville. I'm really looking forward to that. You'll have your thrill of sports this weekend. It'll be something for everybody, Cal, which is always nice. You want to watch the start of the baseball season, see who's going to make it in the NBA finals to the playoffs. The Magic are doing very well this year. Very good defensive team for all the Orlando Magic fans listening. Let's see if they can go the distance for once, at least go deep into the playoffs. Again, it's who gets hot. Defense is still key in the NBA. I'm curious to see what's going to happen in the NFL with the defense, Kyle, the way they're changing all these rules about the defense, you know, how they can tackle, how they can play. You know, I mean, I don't want the guys to get hurt, and nobody does. But, I mean, are we going to make the game more into flag football now? That's been the new rumor of what's going on.
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, especially I know that especially for a time there was a lot of concern, a lot of focus on concussions, this kind of thing. And I remember this was years ago, some sports expert had said something like, well, it could become more of a niche type of a sport because they will have to have so many, you know, safety regulations or things like that. Is that kind of where, I mean, but it doesn't seem to me that that's where it's going, but some of these new changes, you know, do seem to alter the game significantly.
They do. Well, they just make it more offensive, and that's what the American fan likes. See, I mean, your true football fan can enjoy a 14-10 game as well as a 45-42 game. But with fantasy sports becoming so popular, people want the scoring. People want the excitement of an up-and-down game. But there's something to be said for a defensive battle also. look at baseball. I mean, I love they sped up the game. I think baseball's done it right, speeding up the game, getting things going. Every sport should have some sort of time clock on it, in my opinion, to keep things going. You know, I just think it's ridiculous. That's out for the fan. And also the betterment of the game, in my opinion. So, but getting back to the safety rules in reference to that, yeah, Kyle, good points. I get it. You know, these guys are so much faster, so much stronger, bigger, that you have to be careful. And with this new, you know, dragging somebody down like you're, you know, jumping off a horse and getting a steer in rodeo, it can be dangerous. You hurt people's knees and hips when you hip tackle like that. So I guess I get it. One rule I wish they would have changed is the push rule. To me, that's not football. Are we playing football or are we playing rugby? I think it's the most ridiculous play in the National Football League. They were real close to voting it out, and they kept it in because some people thought it was cute and a novelty. You know, I guess I'm more old traditionalist. You beat me straight up, Kyle. I'll beat you straight up. Let's play ball. And right. I just wish everybody would look at things that way. But teach his own, and that's what makes the world go around, and God bless them. But, you know, I try to look at things straightforward. I try to make sense of things. I try to just do the right thing for the right reasons. I don't care what it is in life, and especially in business, helping people out. You know, every day I have the enjoyment of meeting people, Kyle, and seeing how I can give assistance to them and their insurance and financial needs, and making sure they're all legal too. You know, you can do a lot of things, but if you're not legally sound, so many people are passing away without a will or a trust, and all it does is create controversy for your family. I don't understand that, and it's just a simple process. I can help you save money, make money, get better benefits, better plans, but we got to make sure you get yourself taken care of out there. It's been amazing. A lot of football owners back in the day, Cal, you know, had the family lost the franchises because they didn't plan. And imagine that. You're talking multimillionaires back then. Now it's billionaires. And they know better now to make sure you protect yourself. So if those guys are doing it, you better do it.
So, well, that's right.
You know,
that's right. Yeah, you don't want to die what they call intestate. You don't want to have no will, because that will make havoc for your family.
Exactly. You know, we kid around about lawyers being this or that, but they can definitely come through and help you out in these ways. And that they oversee what I do to make sure we're doing everything financially right for you.
Mm-hmm.
If I can be of any help in that direction, please feel free to call me. I'd love to meet with you. I always say have a cup of coffee and talk some sports, and I have a simple number, 813-966-1052, and I try to keep it simple. Let everybody have a great weekend. God bless you, Kyle. Look forward to talking to you Monday, and we'll discuss what happened in the world of sports over the weekend.
Sounds great, Patrick. God bless you. We'll talk Monday. Take care. Patrick Hyland, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patrick Hyland, everybody. And, folks, we're going to see you on the weekend edition. And we'll be back with Patrick on Monday. Until then, yes, make it a great day. Make it a great weekend. And take care out there.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.